we have had an outbreak that began in a rural border area that has spread to neighboring areas in two other countries and cities in two countries. We have it in rural communities where strong cultural practices and traditional beliefs, especially around burials of infected people, have helped to pass it on.
What's currently being done to try and contain the crisis, if you can call it a crisis?
WHO has sent 150 experts, along with partners who are working with us, in five major areas. We have field epidemiologists that are working with the countries to surveil and to monitor the outbreak and to trace contacts of people who have it. We have lab experts who are providing field labs, mobile laboratories, to do quick confirmation of Ebola cases. We've also sent clinical management experts who have gone to clinics and hospitals and other health facilities and helped local doctors treat affected patients. Then we have infection and prevention control experts. And we have two more important groups of experts. One is logisticians and social mobilization teams, risk communications teams that work with public health officials to inform the population about Ebola cases, how to report them, how to handle them, how to treat them, what to do if someone in your family or in your village gets Ebola and dies, what not to do. Don't continue your traditional burial practices of washing the body and staying with the body for a long time, because that can transmit Ebola. And then today and tomorrow, we have directors of disease prevention and control in the three countries and in eight other nearby countries in West Africa getting together in Accra. They are talking about what operational plans they need to make to control the epidemic, along with other partners, and to identify the gaps that they have and to make sure that all the countries are committed to collaborate across borders and within their borders to respond effectively to this Ebola outbreak.
You mentioned traditional cultural practices in villages, but you also mentioned cities and it being transmitted in cities. I wondered whether you were, or WHO, were more concerned with outbreaks in rural areas because of the way they spread, or in cities?
I think they're both dangerous and they're both difficult to control. To control an outbreak like this, you have to identify the people who have it, get them to a clinic or a hospital, treat them insofar as you can, and you have to identify all their contacts, which includes their family, their friends, possibly the restaurants where they ate. If they went out to a club dancing, ideally you should be able to go to the club and find all the people that this person danced with, because it can be transmitted through bodily fluids, including sweat. So it's very involved, it's very complicated, and it's a lot of hard work, and that's why we need to work with our partners and with the health ministries on the ground there, in both cities and rural areas.
It sounds like an incredibly intensive process. Are you optimistic about this being contained?
Well, we've had outbreaks in the past, and they have been contained. It's taken time. You know, Ebola started in 1976. The very first outbreak was in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where we had 318 cases, and 280 of those people died. And that was stopped. We've had outbreaks in Sudan. That was stopped. We've had outbreaks in several other countries, and they were eventually stopped. This is the largest one. It's the one covering areas of three countries,